Maya cosmology and allowed the elites to maintain and consolidate their power, effect political change, and lend religious veracity to monumental building projects. The blending of technologies and religion extended to writing for the Maya, who used a writing system to codify and standardize religio-political beliefs. It is also important to remember that though the Maya mysteriously disappeared in the middle of the last millennium, their culture survived and was passed down among peoples in the region. As a result, the religion has also evolved, and the conflagration of traditional Maya religious beliefs has largely involved a shift from animistic polytheism to quasi-monotheism, with continuing aspects of animism. The forest surrounding ancient Maya settlements was considered to be filled with spirits, some malevolent and some benign, and to protect their settlements, modern Maya villagers set a cross and a bomb, or jaguar spirit, at each one of the four entrances to the village. This demonstrates a clear blending of Catholic symbols, the cross, and Maya religious beliefs, the bomb guardians, and cosmology, the four directions. The onset of Catholic religious hegemony influenced all aspects of Maya society, including religious life, and in a move that is typically Mesoamerican, Maya practitioners included aspects into Maya religious practices. Ritual sacrifice continued long after the arrival of the Spanish, and colonized Maya incorporated crucifixion as a method of human sacrifice. Also, though the last recorded Maya human sacrifice occurred in 1868, animal sacrifice continues to this day, and some Maya continue to make ritual offerings of animals, usually chickens, food and drink at mountain and cave shrines. Ironically, and unlike the Mayans, the Aztecs were not widely viewed or remembered with nuance, in part because their own leader burned extant Aztec writings and rewrote a mythologized history explaining the empire's dominance less than a century before the Spanish arrived. While the Mayan are remembered for their astronomy, numerical system, and calendar, the Aztecs are primarily remembered in a far narrower way, despite continuing to be a source of pride for the Mexicans through the centuries. As a result, even though the Aztec continued to interest people across the world centuries after their demise, it has fallen on archaeologists and historians to try to determine the actual history, culture, and lives of the Aztecs from the beginning to the end, relying on excavations, primary accounts, and more. That said, more is known about Aztec religious practices than any other aspect of their culture, mostly because the major elements in public ceremonies was focused on human sacrifice. The rituals were apparently so gruesome that they horrified even the Spanish, who were not exactly known for their gentility when it came to war and religious fervor. A Spaniard named Bernal Diaz described what happened at one religious ceremony.
"They have a most horrid and abominable custom which truly ought to be punished and which until now we have seen in no other part, and that is, whenever they wish to ask something of the idols, in order that their plea may find more acceptance, they take many girls and boys and even adults, and in the presence of these idols they open their chests while they are still alive and take out their hearts and entrails and burn them before the idols, offering the smoke as sacrifice. Some of us have seen this, and they say it is the most terrible, frightful thing they have ever witnessed."
Naturally, Cortez and the other Spaniards depict the Aztecs as savages, greatly in need of conversion to Catholicism. The Spanish used the Aztec religious practice as justification for Cortez's conquest, but even though the Spanish attempted to burn as much as they could, plenty of information about the Aztec mythology also survived. The mythology and religion of ancient Mesoamerica comprehensively covers the evolution of religion among Mesoamerica's most influential civilizations. Along with pictures depicting important people, places, and events, you will learn about the region's religion and mythology like never before. Introductory note: spelling of proper names of individuals, various Mesoamerican groups, and geographic locations can vary due to historical, cultural, and linguistic tradition. In this text, application of the singular Olmec rather than Olmex is used according to scholarly anthropological criteria, notwithstanding the fact that several scholars use the plural. While the term tribe and Indian are widely considered socially insensitive and historically inaccurate, they are used here in deference to traditional Mesoamerican history. Similarly, while the term civilization is considered subjective and Eurocentric, it is generally preferred by